Welcome back to the Cetera Podcast. I'm your host, Victor Long, my co-host, Mark. How you doing, sir, on this morning? Bright, shiny, cloudy Saturday.
It's going good. It's going good. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, man. No complaints over here. But I do have some things to talk about because that's what we do on this show. We, you know, bring shine some light on y'all every single week. So get down to brass tacks. I think that's the saying.
Brass tacks, yeah.
I think Mike Tyson at 57 years old is fighting Jake Paul, yeah, Logan Paul, Jake. One of the two, RuPaul, Chris Paul, I don't know.
Logan is the wrestler.
Yeah. They fighting, they boxing, he's 57 years old. It's going to be the first live stream event on Netflix.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the deal that they have going on with them. So it's a bag. You know it's a bag.
Yeah, definitely.
It's already going to be a bag regardless because usually it's like pay-per-view, John. And
exactly. There's a whole lot of other stuff I feel like it's going
to
go into it.
But if Netflix is going to open up their whole live streaming thing, they probably give them a bag to do it. And of course, it's going to be Iron Mike Tyson fighting against Jake Paul.
No extra title.
So there's that. Immediate thoughts, Mark, about this 57-year-old man fighting a guy who's like in his mid-20s.
I mean, this guy who's in his mid-20s, and we're referring to Jake Paul, is going to get destroyed.
I'm going to fight him.
That's just my personal opinion.
I'm going to clobber him. He has
like the only thing that's going for Jake is just age.
Mark, I don't think you understand how much he's going to kill him.
Yeah, as you can hear.
I cry for him.
As Mike Tyson has transferred his soul into Victor.
I have no idea what's going to happen to him. I feel so bad. I told Logan.
Right in the sandy. But yeah, I just think he's just going to get wrecked just because, again, like the only thing he got from his age, but clearly, as you can see, videos circulating around social media, the internet. This man literally is like has not lost any type of like
step
or form of like what he's been doing, because this is obviously his life. So yeah, I feel kind of scared for him. Like, of course, you know, this is like I said, you know, it's going to be probably a little bit different now because obviously boxing has transformed a little bit since obviously Mike Tyson has been in the ring. But I mean, I'm pretty sure also like that's what he's been practicing too in this whole little period of time to make sure, you know, he doesn't get close and starts to bite somebody's ear off. You know, can't do that again. So yeah, I mean, like, who knows? He might allow it. You know, if it gets views and money, you know, we might like let it slide.
Did he get like a tattoo of like his bitten ear or something? Jake Paul? Pretty sure I saw something that said that. Keep talking, but I'm going to check that.
Maybe. I wouldn't put it past him because, yeah. Also, like, Jake Paul got apparently this new look. This new look is just him growing his hair out and just, yeah. I was like, okay, cool. He grew his hair. That's, I guess, a new look. Everybody does it. But, yeah, Mike Tyson, like I said, is going to probably destroy this man. Don't know how long it's going to go and start as far as rounds, but of course, if we're going to do a live stream for Netflix first time, we're going to go and stretch it out. So that's what I'm thinking of.
He got the fist tattoo on him,
yeah,
but like as a joke, but it wasn't
okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's my thoughts. Mike Tyson is going to win. I mean, like, don't get me wrong, it'd be kind of crazy to see like Jake actually like land a hit, you know, but then again, I'm thinking of how it was with Mayweather and
Logan.
Was it that?
I don't know which one of them. One of them fought Mayweather.
Wasn't it Conor McGregor that one time?
Oh, Conor McGregor and Mayweather fought each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was that was legitimate.
I know that was legitimate, but just like that idea of like, you probably won't really get that great of a hit on him. Like, it'd probably be something, but it won't be anything probably too crazy. So it's like, it'd be cool to see it, you know, but like me picturing like Jake actually knocking Mayweather on his butt. Like, yeah. I mean, I don't know if I can like see that happen, but hey.
I mean, I don't know. Genuinely, my genuine like prediction of what's going to happen is more so they have their contract. I still don't believe any of these fights are real at this point. I'm going to be honest with you. I feel like there's some...
Exactly. That's why.
They're more so like all this put on the show type shit.
Which is so sad to say, low-key, but...
Because from my understanding, it's not going to count towards anybody's record or anything like that. So my guess is they're going to just do the full round, go to decision, then probably Jake Paul is going to win just off of that. But there's going to be like a clause of just like, hey, like, don't knock each other out. And then
that's what I'm saying.
So, because otherwise, I honestly don't know. I obviously it's Mike Tyson, but he's also very, very old. And like, this guy's been fighting every 6 months. Jake Paul, like, not real people, but he's been genuinely training regardless.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, just off of age, I feel like he could essentially catch him, because like just, you can't fight age, like regardless. He can still move like crazy, yeah, but that doesn't affect his chin.
Yeah.
It's easy to fucking like swing hard as fuck, but like if you were actually get hit.
But like, I'm just thinking about it, like again, like Mike Tyson's fast, but he also has a lot of power.
He does.
I'm like scared to see, like,
and I don't think they're gonna allow him to genuinely try, at least. Because do I believe that he can knock him the fuck out? Absolutely. But do I think that there's a contract saying, hey, like, just make it go to 12 rounds, let us get our money, and we both get out of here? I think that's what the case is.
I'll make it go to 12 rounds, but I'm going to make sure that boy can't get up after the end. Yo, like.
It's also the idea of, like, do you know how tiring boxing is, genuinely? Like, when you're going, like, even, like, one round of boxing will have you, like, gasping for air.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, 12 or 10 rounds of that at 57 years old, at his weight, like, he's a heavier guy regardless. Yeah. So, like, I don't think it's that far-fetched that either person could actually win, but I don't think either of them are going to actually try.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely like, if it's going to go all 12 rounds, definitely nothing's going to really happen until like the eighth, ninth round, really. So all the other rounds in the beginning is probably just going to be like random, just like, oh, and then just, sorry, let's calm down.
It's like I don't know if you saw the Nick Diaz one that they did, or Nate Diaz, I'm sorry. The UFC fighter that he also fought, Jake Paul. I mean, but he got fucked up though. He actually got knocked down and shit. But the whole time, like, it was just him falling all over the place, Nate Diaz, but him also being just like, yeah, like just showing off and shit. I'm just like, this is so unbelievably corny. And a lot of times I've seen enough of these at this point where you can tell that if they wanted to, they could have taken advantage of him at a certain moment. Like, there'd be like points where they're like about it and like, oh shit, I can't hit him here, because like if I hit him, I'll really like fuck him up. So they kind of pull their punches up, like they stop themselves.
I can't do that, bro.
And you can see it though. Yeah, but it's like a part of the bag, you know?
That's the thing that sucks, is like, I feel like if it has to be such a big bag that I'd be like, okay, this is like now the only fight I'll do like this, where it's kind of like set up, like it's like rigged in a sense, because I couldn't do that. Like, what's the point of me doing this whole like career path with doing this if like all I got for me is like, oh yeah, like there was a rigged fight where somebody told me I couldn't do this, but hey, look, I'm rich now. Like, it's like, nah bro, I want to actually have some wins on me, like that actually matter.
At that point, I guess, because especially he did a couple MMA fighters, like UFC fighters, and they don't get paid shit like compared to what boxing gets. So a lot of these guys are like,
oh, wait, say it again. Like,
UFC fighters come in, the paycheck in comparison to boxing is like nothing, bro. It's like pennies.
So you're saying boxing is less?
No, boxing makes significantly more.
Okay. I was just trying to
figure out. And that's now, like up until I would say McGregor, when he was at his peak and like rising, and like there was like so much hype around him, he made a huge push of being like, yo, I should be getting X amount for these fights. But like before that, they were like really not making bread like that. Like McGregor kind of put on, he's like, oh, like I want to make a mil for this fight. And that was like a big deal. Like, that was never done before.
Yeah. But it makes sense though. The name and just the presence you bring in general. Like when you hear these people who like have this like record of like, oh, never been defeated, you're just like, okay, like we need to see this more often. We can't just like ignore it. Like just because, you know, I don't know. I just think it's like a little bit more exciting too, knowing that like these people use like their whole body, not just like their fist, and that's it.
Yeah, so they definitely put more at risk and they get more brutal knockouts. The pad, they have much smaller gloves, so they're closer to bare knuckle fighting than boxing. And you can make the argument that like since they're thicker pads for boxing, like it's obviously like a lot more power to it, but also, you know, it's just like you're not taking knees and elbows and cracking, splitting shit open. Like you don't see the blood and gore in boxing as much as you do in MMA.
Exactly. And I just think like, when it comes to the training too, for people in UFC, like I just feel like it's a little bit more too.
And if anything, at this point, like the fact that Conor McGregor doesn't own some percentage of the UFC is insane, with the amount of money he's made them over that span where he was just everywhere, bro. Like when we were in high school, like it was like we were in high school. It was just like, yo, like he was the UFC.
Everybody was talking about him. Everybody wanted to be him.
Him and like Ronda Rousey when she was on her run, like there was nobody else. Like everybody was signing up for that shit and they were killing it. So the fact that he was the first person to be like, yo, we can make millions, when we're at a million off of one fight, when there are boxers who can lose and make 20 million.
Yeah.
They make 20 million a fight. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. That is insane, actually.
Now, granted, the UFC's only been around for about like 30 years.
I was
going
to say, yeah, it makes sense.
But still, like, there should have been a rapid ascent to that. And also, it's also on Dana White, because he doesn't. There was a point in time where they could advertise on their trunks Like they could pay, because boxing does the same where, you know, you can have logos of other people mm-hmm. like on your trunks and that goes directly to the fighter. Then they signed a thing with Reebok where they couldn't do that anymore. They only had to show Reebok and that was it. Now it's back to that so they can make a little bit more money again and they're letting them do more sponsors and shit. But still, like, the gap between that and boxing is just insane. So that's why a lot of these MMA fighters go and fight Jake Paul, because they'll make more in that one night than they did in their entire career fighting UFC.
True, yeah.
Because like Tyron Woodley did it, Anderson Silva did it, Nate Diaz did it. Now we're about to see fucking Mike Tyson do it. He's made his money, but even back then, boxing money probably wasn't what it is now. Because all salaries in general in cross sports have just increased over the years.
Of course, yeah.
So he's gonna make a bag. So that's why they do it in the first place. But I just think he's gonna have to fight his insides. I think he wants to kill him. He's like, I'm scared of Iron Mike when he comes out. I just can't stop him. So.
No, yeah. I mean, it is wild to hear that, but like, yeah, to hear the whole like Reebok thing, I'm like, Reebok.
But I mean, they paid a lot of money to have like exclusive rights for them.
Makes
but
sense.
But it doesn't, but I don't think a lot of it went to the fighter.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we got to think about that.
There was only a select few that, like, obviously the superstars got to do commercials and shit with Reebok. Mm-hmm. But like all the other guys, like, what do they get to do?
Exactly.
At least now, you know, you can, if you're a smaller fighter, you can pay for those local sponsorships or whatever. You know, you can get like a for your gloves, for your mouth guards, for your trunks, like certain, like you could get whatever you want. Obviously the product you prefer that you're more comfortable with. Like maybe you don't like Reebok trunks and you can get people to advertise on that shit, whether it's fucking Tony's car dealership or some shit, like regardless.
Yo, Tony.
And it goes directly to the fighter. It's not going through the UFC anymore and they're not getting a percentage of, it's like, it just makes out better for them. Like, I don't get why they didn't, why, I don't know why they went away from it. It must've been a bag.
Yeah.
But then also, I say this, like, oh, Mike Tyson's going to hold back. This is also coming from somebody who's like, that's my favorite boxer. I can't see him go down. It's going to hurt me internally. Yeah. I was writing, like, book reports about him back when we was in middle school, like, cracking Black up. History Month. Every month, it was either Tyson. Him or Muhammad Ali. No different. I was not playing that shit. I read, like, 8 Mike Tyson books when we was in St. Peter's, bro. I love that man.
Yeah. There's no way.
So
I don't see it.
We shall see, man. I mean, will I pay for it? No. Technically, yeah, because I have a Netflix account. So like, if there's a pay-per-view on top of that, I'm not paying for it. I'll be watching it, but I won't be paying for it. True. Just leave it at that.
Find a way.
I might not even watch it. I don't know what it is. It's going to be in the middle of the summer. I might be out.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll see what happens. There was another fight this past weekend. I know you don't pay too much attention to boxing, but there was a fight with Ryan Garcia
and I heard about Devin that. Haney. I just heard about the
buildup.
Yeah, the abnormal, out of this world, buildup. And how Nate Diaz was just, or Ryan Garcia, I said Nate Diaz, how he was just acting with everything. Yeah. And I was just like, yo, I've learned... Especially when I remember talking with you a long time ago about how he's just a cherry picker. Mm-hmm. And
no, that's Danny Garcia.
Oh.
Different Garcia.
I mean, yeah. But I do remember just
Danny Garcia's a cherry picker. Let's get that out there. He's also not fighting anymore.
Yeah.
He's running barbershops.
Yeah. If I want to catch this fade. It's like, what do you mean by that?
Yo, if that's not his commercial, his tagline, is that his tag? Is that for real? Or you made
I don't
that
know,
up?
But I just it said that be. Now. I just said that now. But hey, bro. I
mean. Like, catch this fade at Danny Blades.
Danny Blades.
Yink. Yink, yink, yink.
But
he like, there's a guy wolfing in the chair. He like, right? And then he has a full cut.
Yeah, like it's just him. It's on him, but you can't see the person in the chair. He just off the screen. And then it goes to him. And it's just a clean the
crispiest
cut.
Crispiest fade ever. But no, so... Ryan Garcia, different guy. Mexican guy from California. Danny Garcia, Rican Bull, Philly. Ryan Garcia, he was going through this whole crazy thing of being like, oh, like they trafficking kids in Bohemian Grove and drinking and doing drugs. And he was like trolling the whole time. And he's like, oh, I'm not even paying attention to my weight. I'm just drinking beer every night for this fight. I'm not preparing. And Devin's like, I don't think he's taking it serious. And then they did an interview. He just fucking, he's like, I'm going to beat his ass. Like in a whole interview, just like being wild and shit. But anybody that follows him before that, also he like had a baby and then like divorced his wife like the next day after they had the baby or some shit. It's like a lot of stuff just keep him in the news and stuff. He was true all the mad heavy. I'm not like a crazy fan of his in general, but I followed his career for a minute since he was a young bull. And like... He's nice at boxing. For a long time, it was just like, yo, like he does really good at like social media presence. So that's why a lot of his name got out there. But he's also like a really good boxer. But for the longest time, he never really fought anybody legitimate up until recent years.
Yeah, didn't he get knocked?
He got knocked down by Tank Davis a couple months ago. But it's just crazy to think about because Tank Davis is nice as fuck. Like, that goes without saying. But also, when you look at the photos of the most recent fight that he had versus where he was at when he fought Tank, he was, like, depleted, bro. Like, he had, like, he looked like a skeleton just because he's a tall guy. So, like, for him to get to the weight of Tank Davis or the weight that they agreed upon is a lot more difficult for him versus Tank Davis, who's, like, super mad short. Like, to get to that weight is not as much of a big deal.
Yeah.
So, when you cut weight like that, it's already difficult in general. I'm not making excuses. Like, I feel like regardless, like, Tank Davis is just a better fighter, so he probably would have won regardless. But that putting that into thought is, like, all right, that's kind of difficult when you're, like, 6 foot. Exactly. Trying to be 135 pounds, bro. I'm not 6 foot, and I'm not nowhere near that.
Trust me, I know what that is because I'm literally in the journey of trying to do that. Like, I started at like 205, and now I'm like 178, and like, yeah, just the consistency is like, it's insane. Yeah.
So it does take a toll on you when you're like not at your usual weight, and then you get punched in the face. So he got hit punched in the stomach, got knocked down from that, which is like you're already in low drained and everything to get hit in the stomach by somebody like that is difficult. So tough loss, but he had another fight after that, knocked the guy out and was cool with that. And then he booked this most recent fight with Devin Haney, which in all seriousness, I thought Devin Haney was going to win regardless of like the antics. I thought Devin Haney would just be a better fighter. But saying that I've been following him for a minute, I know that he's not genuinely crazy like that.
I mean,
But there was a part of everybody's like, yo, like he was undefeated up until he got knocked down by Tank Davis. So like maybe that took a toll on him, like just having his first loss, like kind of, you know, divorce, whatever is spiraling.
Yeah.
Maybe it's that. But then it was like once he got to a point where he was just doing like over the board shit, I was like, oh, this is for show.
Of course, yeah. So you have to know that.
But like people were feeding us, like, but people were kind of up in there, like, oh, this is the first time he's done this ever for a fight. Like, is this really
him? Is he okay?
Is this him now? Yeah. Is this like other stuff going on? Is it depression or whatever? Like, what's up? So yeah, people were like, maybe it is real. Maybe he is really tweaking out. But then after the fight, he's like, yo, y'all really thought that was legit, bro? Like, come on now. Like, I was just like, y'all sold out this place. Like, y'all paid attention to the spectacle. He whooped his ass, bro.
I don't know if you saw the fight. I didn't see it, but I
could send you highlights. He whooped his ass.
I heard and just seen about how he just put him on his butt like the whole time. Yeah.
He knocked him down three times that they counted. At least three more times he knocked him down, but that ref had money on him. I swear on everything. Because this man, if you watch it back, like, there was three times where there was no denying it. Like, he clocked him. Not just like, oh, he hit him in the right spot and he like stumbled. Like he hit him and his face did a fucking 360 three times. And like he was on his ass. There were other times where he was rocked and he just kept hugging. There was a point where he was trying to hug him and Ryan was like kind of backing up on him. So he was just like stumbling forward until he could get a hold on him. So then the ref counted as him slipping. It was like, yeah, but if he wasn't standing there, he would have hit the floor. He was just, like, his face was like this far from the ground, trying to hold himself up. Like, makes no sense. And the ref took a point from Ryan, which I think was valid, or he at least should have, like, given him a warning. No, so the thing with wrapping up, you know, obviously clinching, whatever, like, you do that. If you get too close, like, you just hug. And until the ref is like, all right, like, separate. So they try to separate, but, like, Ryan was rocking the shit out of Devin, so he was not letting go. So they kept doing that shit, and at one point later in the fight, he got frustrated. Ryan, when they were backing off, when he said, like, oh, backing off, he hit him when, like, the ref was still kind of intervening. So it was like, oh, like, take a point away.
He clocked the ref.
But at the same time, like, when you're clinched, you still can punch at each other.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of difficult because, like,
it's like more
when you intervene, you're supposed to back off.
But,
like,
saying, yeah.
Also, when you're in the clinch, you can punch, and the boxers would be like, yo, like, hands free. Like, you could do, like, you're good right now. I'm not separating y'all. So,
yeah, it's like the refs. Yeah.
But the ref was getting no type of respect. So, I guess for him doing that, he's like, all right, like, y'all think I'm playing. Like,
y'all think this is a game. It is a game, but I ain't playing.
Yeah. So, he was just being mad weird. But, yeah, Ryan beat the shit out. I did not expect that. Because like, people say, it's like, oh, like, he has power. Like, he can knock a guy out at any moment. It's like, all right, but, like, what does that really mean? I've never felt it. I don't know. And, like, maybe if he fights, like, a legitimate fighter, maybe they can take his power a lot better. But, like, off first, he almost knocked him down in, like, the first 30 seconds. But he, like, survived it. And I think after that point, Devin was kind of, like, scared. So that's just led to him getting beat up the whole time.
Yeah.
And then Ryan didn't even fully prepare right. He was overweight. He missed weight. So he made a deal with Devin where he basically gave him all the money he made for the fight. And regardless of the fact he won, he didn't win the belt. He was supposed to be for the championship, but since he missed weight, Devin Haney still has the belt. But off of advertisements and promo for the fight and whatever, he probably made millions off. He also placed money on his own fight, which is legal and like where they did it. He bet like $2 million to win 12 on himself.
It's no brainer. Yeah. No brainer. I mean, yeah.
And he pulled it off. So yeah, shit is crazy.
Yeah.
What else I was gonna say on that? But yeah, he has more stuff coming. He knocked him out. I was impressed by that. I was on my feet because I wanted to see him actually be like get called. It should have been called by like the 7th or 8th round. They didn't. Went to the decision. He was like, yeah, like that was all for show, bro. Like y'all fell for it. It is what it is. At the weigh-in, he missed weight, which I don't know if that. I don't think that was a part of the show. Maybe he genuinely missed weight, which is a bad look. It would have been better off him not doing that, making weight and getting the money and the belt out of it. But you know, he'll have more opportunities. Just off the fact that he beat him, he's gonna have better opportunities moving forward to beat better guys. Mm-hmm,
for sure.
But he went to the scale with a beer and like drank it. But it was like, yo, it was like apple juice and like seltzer water. Like it wasn't actual beer. Like y'all are fucking stupid. Like come on now.
Yeah. There's no way he'll be allowed to do that.
And he said he like during the camp, like they had video. He took video of like him saying like what I'm gonna do for this camp. So I'm gonna do X, Y, and Z. Like y'all gonna freak out about it. And like he has proof of it all. So it's just funny, like, how that shit panned out.
Yeah, I mean, you got to do some type of presence. I mean, he's a good job at it, like you said. And what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, something I did see, like, very recently. It had to be today, probably, not yesterday. I saw that he was, like, met with, like, Trump.
Did he? I didn't see that.
Yeah, he was just, you know, doing his shadow boxing and everything like that. And Trump was just there, just like.
Yes. Very nice, Ryan.
And I think somehow
I'm not gonna deport you if I become president.
I think the comment or what the John said on the post was just like, oh yeah, Trump's thinking like, yeah, we gotta build this wall.
We gotta send him back.
They're too strong.
He's a problem. He knocked out Haney.
This is what I was talking about.
I like Haney. Good boxer. Not the best boxer. Ryan's the best boxer. But he's a good boxer.
We need to stop him now. So yeah, I saw that John. It was hilarious. No. Oh my god.
But even circling back, the reason I brought any of this up in the first place was not because of Ryan's. Obviously, the Ryan's fight was a big deal because in boxing, it was hilarious what was going on. And he was kind of tweaking a little bit. But then also with Mike Tyson and Jake, what's going on. And I just thought it was funny because I didn't initially even think about bringing this up in the first place because it's kind of old news at this point. But I saw other news with, obviously, Logan Paul and Prime and how... have you seen the thing with like the drinks here that he's getting a lawsuit because it has PFAs in it?
I think so.
PFAS. So basically Prime, the drink that he partially owns with KSI, at least it seems like it's only the US bottles of it because like, KSI is like not looped in any of this at all unless the world just hates Logan that much and they're like ignoring the fact that KSI is part owner.
That's fucking funny.
But only the grape flavored bottles have microplastics in them. I know. I'm just going to keep going. So that's a thing, and they got in a lot of trouble for that, and like they're getting a lawsuit, but they're saying that that's not the case, and they're like, yo, we package all the bottles here in the U.S., and like it's a major bottle distributor, like people that make packaging for like a lot of other drinks. So it's like, he was like, any popular drink that you have that's in plastic bottle, like most likely that same company makes our bottles.
Yeah.
So like, I don't get why y'all picking on us, and it's only this one flavor.
Yeah.
And yeah, so there's like microplastics in it. It doesn't come from the actual formula of the drink that's the issue. It's the bottle.
The bottle, yeah.
It's like releasing plastics into the drink that people are actually consuming, which is a problem.
Yeah, but I mean, if it comes from the same place, I mean, yeah, who knows? It could be something people are picking at, or again, a conversation that's not actually being discussed, which is other companies and the drink have it as well. Y'all just not talking about it.
Things in a can and in glass taste better anyways.
So. This is true, yeah.
Can we just make that conversion? Fucking, what's his name? What's that water brand?
Water in a can.
Liquid death. They already showed that you could do the shit. Why can't we all just do that? And it's better recyclable. Plastics don't last forever. I know it's probably cheaper, but like, fuck that. Why do we need to have these drinks in like 8 different variations? Why do we need a can, a glass, a plastic bottle? Like,
yeah,
just pick one. If anything, it's probably cheaper if you just pick the one and be done with it.
Yeah. long term, just do one and not have to go and do different varieties.
That's my thing. Sometimes it just slaps better. That's all I'm gonna say.
It does.
But yeah, glass. I mean, that's going on. I mean, obviously, anything tied with either Paul brother is gonna pop up. So I just thought that was interesting. And then even more interesting than that, I don't know if you saw this, but Mike Tyson, he has like a cannabis brand, and he like has his own weeds and all that other stuff and edibles and stuff. But I saw that he's coming out with a new product.
Imagine you talk with a list after you. Yeah. It's crazy. I talk like to like him now.
Why the low?
I'm seeing colors now.
I'm starving. I'm telling you, Mark, I'm starving.
Look, I can box like him. Look, look at me.
Yo, John. But he's releasing an edible.
Oh my goodness.
It's a package of gummies that are bitten ear shaped.
This guy.
In honor of his infamous ear bite fight. Thought it was kind of great. They had some funny flavors, and I want to like read that out to you. Look at me, I'm talking like I'm already. I thought I'm gonna read them out to you.
Oh my goodness.
What you call it? Let me pull it up real quick. Find the article again.
That's wild, though.
I think it's right here. Yeah. So here's the packaging. It's called Tyson. Mike Tyson Bites, or the brand is Tyson,
and it's
Mike Bites.
That's wrong.
And I read the flavors of that. I couldn't find them for a second, but see if I could pull it up again.
Real quick segue or just off topic. I mean, it's not really off topic. The person who got his ear bit, what happened to him?
Vander Holyfield?
Yeah.
Nothing. I mean, what do you mean? Like, in what sense? Like, where is he now?
Where is he now? Like, what does he have to say about his ear getting bitten? Like,
I mean, they've like made up since then. They've talked. They're cool now. Like, it is what it is.
I just don't know if I could personally be friends with somebody who bit my ear.
Yeah. Like, they were both at the Ryan Garcia fight. They were in the crowd. They weren't sitting next to each other, but they were in the crowd.
Like, I don't know. That's just a me thing. Like,
yeah.
It's like if you bit my ear, like, I don't know if I could just constantly just look at you and be like, what's
cool
up
now,
bro?
Yeah, like I can't hear you. What?
Yeah, like what?
No, I mean, it was only the top one, you know.
But still, like, bro, that's still your ear. Like, yeah, that's something you're never gonna get back. Like,
he's talking too much shit, bro. You can't get that. Once Iron Mike comes out,
you gave me a cut.
Man, Holyfield was talking too much into my ear, so I said, you know what? I'm gonna fuck you up.
Like, I don't know, bro. That's just a me thing.
But yeah, here are the flavors of his Tyson Mike Bites. The three flavors are Black Eye Berry, very smart, very nice. Sour Apple Punch.
Okay. Is he acting out for me? Did you do?
And Watermelon. I just found it kind of funny. It's just watermelon.
I didn't even question. I was just like, okay.
They have nothing else. They have nothing else for that. It's just straight up watermelon. Will you be trying?
No, I will not be trying.
No?
That. No. I'm not trying that.
Why not?
No, I don't.
It's just a gummy.
That has cannabis in it.
That's not beating.
I don't do that anymore.
I was about to say, let's not.
I don't do that anymore. Nope. Okay.
All right. I wasn't aware of that.
No, I don't do that anymore. So I will not be doing that.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, I at least want to like see the packaging. I have never done any of that, so it's different for me.
Victor's gonna try for the first time.
No, fuck that.
No. In his room. I'm a fighter. Vic, are you okay?
I'm a fighter, Mark.
I'm a fighter.
But yeah, I just thought that was interesting. So maybe he'll sell some at the fight. I don't know. I think it's in Vegas. I think it's legal in Vegas.
I can see that happening. Of course, yeah. I mean, it's legal there, so yeah. I mean,
yeah,
I can see that.
We shall see.
I got money.
Maybe I'll buy Quinn a pack for Christmas or something. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
But yeah, that's everything for this week, guys. Appreciate you guys for listening. We had some technical difficulties, but we sorted it out. That's why if this episode seems awkward, then that's why. But yeah, anything we'll say before you got out of here, Mark?
No, just appreciate you guys. We love you, and we'll see you in the next one.
Deuces.